are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, refined viewers. It's wonderful to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus T2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Huthru, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Kunmarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China contributes $1.4 million to the nation of Khmer Rouge. In sustainable energy news, a United Kingdom company combines wind and ship technology to harness energy from tides. In animal news, our canine friends love music composed just for them. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 13th, renowned musician Peter Gabriel was born in 1950 in Surrey, England. He is recognized for his innovative work in music and video making. In 1980, he was instrumental in establishing world of music, arts and dance, which brings together traditional and modern music in international festivals. Mr. Gabriel's accolades are numerous. They include 4 Grammys, 3 Brit Awards, Australian Film Institute Award, and the Ivor Novello Lifetime Achievement Award. His song Down to Earth, from the soundtrack of the movie WALL-E, has been nominated for a 2009 Academy Award. Mr. Gabriel has also been involved with many humanitarian concerns, including supporting Amnesty International and co-founding Witness and the Elders. In 2008, He was named among Time Magazine's most influential 100 people. Thank you, Peter, for sharing your creative talents and kind spirit with the world. Wishing you a most delightful birthday.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from OLAC or Vietnam. In a country naturally vulnerable to cycles of rainy seasons, climate change has increased the effects of rainfall to unimagined extremes. In December 2008, cities were flooded to levels of more than 1.5 meters, which had not occurred in the previous 5 decades. Throughout rural regions in northern and central OLAC, thousands of families were left reeling from a bout of storms and freezing weather. Food was urgently needed, especially where crops had been ruined. To help sustain citizens through the Lunar New Year, the OLAC-Seas or Vietnamese government provided thousands of tons of rice to at least 7 provinces.
Gia đình đã làm trang trại 4-5 năm nay. Do cái điều kiện thời tiết cuối năm 2008 mưa to kéo dài nên là toàn bộ hơn 3 hectare nuôi trồng thủy sản và trồng cây rau màu của gia đình đã bị mất, gần như là mất trắng.
Concerned for the vast number of people affected, on January 10, Supreme Master Qinghai rushed a $40,000 donation to aid the afflicted. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $708,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in OLAC. As in similar cases, our association's relief team covered their own travel expenses.
As they made their way quickly through the 8 affected provinces, the relief team's first stop was in central OLAC, where 3,100 families were assisted using $30,000 of Master's donation. Bags containing staple food items and sweets, as well as New Year's red envelopes with financial aid were distributed. In northern OLAC, our association's relief team went door to door, bringing food and reassurance to almost 160 rural families using the remaining $10,000 of Supreme Master Qinghai's donation. They went to Vinh Phúc province before moving on to the Sapa region, where ethnic Black Hmong communities reside. The people, civil organizations, and governments of the visited provinces expressed their deep gratitude and well wishes to Master.
Xin cảm ơn người Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã có một tấm lòng mà chia sẻ với chúng em những cái lúc mà ngập lụt mất mát mà đến bây giờ đến thăm hỏi và đồng thời có một món quà chúng em rất chân thành cảm ơn.
Chúng tôi xin cảm ơn tất cả anh chị em và ông Ngài Thanh Hải. Nhưng mà và cũng chúc nhân dịp ngày Tết của cổ truyền, xin chúc Ngài Thanh Hải và toàn thể anh em trong tổ coi như ăn Tết vui vẻ và thêm một sức khỏe mới và công tác được tốt.
Ngày Tết cổ truyền nhờ nhà sư Thanh Hải đã có tấm lòng từ thiện gửi tới cho gia đình. Thì trước hết tôi xin cảm ơn và cũng chúc Ngài Thư Thanh Hải có một sức khỏe để mà quan tâm đến tất cả các bà con đây đó ngập lụt.
We thank the local government for their aid during their co-citizens' time of hardship. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for assisting the suffering people in central and northern OLAC. Thanks also to our association's relief team who were able to reach many families in this critical span of time. We pray for the well-being of our OLAC-Seas brothers and sisters and for the stabilization of our planet as we expand more and more kindness in every corner.
Indonesia jolted by powerful quake. Early on Thursday, a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Indonesia, causing injury to 31 people and damage to approximately 32 buildings in the Kabaruan Regency on the Talaud Islands northeast of Sulawesi.
Residents fled their homes as the quake was followed by more than 30 aftershocks in the next 15 hours, all measuring over 4.6 on the Richter scale. An initial tsunami warning was lifted, and there were thankfully no reports of casualties. May Allah bless for the quick restoration of normal lives in the quake-afflicted region, and that our greater kindness toward the environment will help disturbances such as these to subside.
Rare winter tornado strikes Oklahoma, USA. Winds of up to 170 miles per hour flatten homes and toss cars into the air as a half-mile-wide tornado tore through the town of Lone Grove on Tuesday evening, causing the loss of 9 lives and serious injury to 14 people with dozens of homes damaged. 2 other tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma, along with 2 in Texas and 1 in Missouri, all arriving several months early, fueled by warmer, wet weather. Members of the U.S. National Guard, as well as local fire departments, law enforcement, and emergency medical services, have been dispatched to search for anyone missing and aid with recovery. We send our condolences for those who have suffered loss and pray that all affected will soon recover to their normal, productive lives. Our gratitude for the quick and efficient response of the government and local personnel. May such disturbing events as these be lessened through a gentler treatment of all beings on earth.
Flooding causes distress in the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. Heavy rains brought flooding to Northern Dominican Republic and the isolation of nearly 50 communities on Tuesday as 10 rivers in the Santiago province burst their banks. The disaster resulted in at least 6 fatalities, with inundation of 8,400 hectares of farmland, as well as some 2,000 homes and evacuation of over 12,000 people. On the neighboring island of Jamaica, landslides have also isolated several communities in the mountainous regions. On February 12th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged a $20,000 donation to be used if a relief team from our association can go to the affected area. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for so readily offering this assistance for flood victims in the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. Our sympathies for those who have suffered loss of loved ones. We pray for the safety of the disaster affected and a soon rebuilding of their normal lives. May weather extremities such as these be eased by our more caring stewardship of our beautiful planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Norway contributes to health of Pakistani mothers and children. Norway has promised a total donation of $37.1 million over the next 5 years and has chosen to focus on 10 districts of Pakistan's southeast Sindh province as being among the most in need. Improvements include updating health services and centers so that women can attend maternity care programs and deliver their children in health facilities. Norway's Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg said, "I am happy that Norway and Pakistan can now work together to save the lives of thousands of women and children. Your Excellency in Norway, heaven smiles on your generosity in assisting the women and children of Pakistan. With caring actions such as these, the future of all new families in the world are surely joyful."
Morgan Tsvangirai becomes Zimbabwe's Prime Minister. The Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, leader was inaugurated on Wednesday following an agreement reached with President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party for a unity government. In his acceptance speech, the new Prime Minister pledged a primary focus on solving humanitarian issues through such means as providing food aid for all Zimbabweans, paying wages in foreign currency to stabilize the economy, and restoring schools for children. He closed by saying, "People of Zimbabwe, we face many challenges, but we are brave and resourceful. By uniting as a nation and a people, we can succeed. If you match our efforts with your own, we will succeed. If you match our dreams for Zimbabwe with your own, we will succeed." Congratulations, Prime Minister Tsvangirai, on the accord reached for your country and your new role. Best wishes for the Zimbabwean people to flourish in health and prosperity.
British writer recognized for bridging international relations. Mr. William Facey has been honored with this year's Al Rawabi Holding Award, presented by the London-based Saudi British Society. Mr. Facey received the recognition for his outstanding descriptions of Saudi Arabian history and culture, which are credited with enhancing British-Saudi relations. Our warm accolades, Mr. Facey, on this acknowledgement of your gifted talent in bringing better understanding and appreciation between cultures. Blessed be your writings in reaching an ever wider audience to discover the fascinating nation and people of Saudi Arabia.
Fire crews recruit new canine rescue. The Merseyside Fire and Rescue Service in northwest England has been joined by new crew members, two Newfoundland dogs. 3-year-old Paddy and 5-year-old Murphy will lend their helping paws to the Marine Rescue Team. Paddy, who claimed a gold medal in the Iron Dog competition of the World Firefighters Games, will help with water and wetland area rescues. Meanwhile, Murphy will travel to schools as part of a water safety program for students. Hats off Paddy and Murphy for joining the brave and noble endeavours of the Merseyside Marine Rescue Team. May God always protect you and your human partners as you work to safeguard the welfare of others.
Save our planet. Nature reserve donated in U.S. Thanks to the gift of an 84-hectare property in Tellertown, Mississippi by Mary and Rick Kaplan, the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust is set to establish its 100th wildlife sanctuary in the United States. The nature reserve, which is replacing a dairy farm, will protect many species including beavers, deer, and birds. Our grateful thanks, Mr. and Mrs. Kaplan, for your significant contribution to conserving our natural habitats. Heaven surely rewards benevolent actions such as yours in preserving the lives of our treasured animal co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. European Union and India collaborate on climate change projects. Following a meeting in New Delhi, India, Environment Council President Martin Bersik announced the European Union's pledge of €300 million to be invested in sustainable energy projects. India has already generated a list of 1,300 climate change mitigation projects and identified 25,000 villages for whom solar energy installations would help meet current power needs. European Union and India, our accolades for your exciting cooperation to promote sustainable energy. We wish your eco-ventures every success in benefiting lives and restoring our Earth as a cleaner and greener home.
Save our planet. Air France KLM commemorated for sustainable developments. Since their companies joined in 2004, Air France KLM has been publishing an environmental report every year, which is available to the public to view online. For the quality and accessibility of their ecological and social information, along with its environmental development indicators, the airline was awarded this year's Best Sustainable Development Report by the French Institute of Chartered Accountants. We join in saluting you, Air France KLM, for sharing your eco-conscious practices with customers and the public. May your care be reflected in our own sustainable choices as we work together to conserve our precious ecosphere.
Save our planet. Professor warns of 4 years for the U.S. to help save the planet. Global climate change expert and Harvard University professor Dr. James McCarthy stated that this is a pivotal time for President Barack Obama to implement policies that will help counter global warming before it is too late. Presiding at the annual meeting for the American Association for the Advancement of Science, or AAAS, Dr. McCarthy stated, "We have a moment right now of extraordinary opportunity with a new president positioned with scientific leadership that has known no equal in recent times." He went on to say that making use of this leadership opportunity is necessary, or it will be lost with dire consequences to our Earth. Dr. McCarthy, we laud your voice in speaking out on this urgent matter of our times. With the grace of the divine, may all world leaders be inspired to act quickly with measures to preserve our earthly home. During the book premiere of Celestial Art, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference to urge global citizens toward a more compassionate lifestyle in order for our Earth to be preserved.
Hopefully all citizens of the world would use their given talents, ability, and social prestige power to emphasize the need to save the only planet that we have, and the only planet that we know, the only planet that has life and beauty on it. Up to date, that's the only planet that we know with such precious blessing. We have to save this by being vegetarian or vegan, by going green, by doing good deeds, helping one another. Very simple, be best, go green, do good deeds. Then the planet will be saved. Our lives will be safe. I can guarantee that, in writing even.
Mm-hmm. European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. Organic farmers will now sell their products in Tokyo's Earth Day market on Saturdays once a month, with the hope of creating a trend for more frequent availability.
Save our planet. Pakistani architects emphasize the need for environmentally friendly buildings, employing building materials that are also energy sufficient and easy to maintain.
On an animal-free diet. Today, I would like to share a veggie tip with you. For a delicious salad dressing, just combine a teaspoon or so of apple cider vinegar with 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Then add a dash of liquid unfermented soy or soya sauce. Apple cider vinegar is rich in potassium and has been used to help overcome many ailments, including allergies, high blood pressure, and arthritis. Bon appetit! Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, it's time for the worldwide weather!
In world news, China donates $1.4 million to Comoros. Finance Minister Mohamed Ali Solihi of Comoros and Ambassador Tao Weihuang of China signed the assistance project in Moroni, Comoros' capital city. The funds will be used for budgetary support for the nation. Our sincere appreciation, China, for your generous contribution to Comoros. May the providence grace both countries' citizens with peaceful and prosperous futures.
In sustainable energy news, tidal power is enhanced with a combination of ship and wind technology. Tidal Energy Limited, based in Cardiff, United Kingdom, will test its 1-megawatt Delta Stream tidal turbine near the coast of Wales. The apparatus was designed with the help of Convert Team, an international power conversion company headquartered in Marseille, France. It applies innovations used from propulsion systems of ships with wind turbines. The resulting triangular framed device is sturdy enough to withstand rough conditions. It rests on the ocean floor without requiring anchoring, has low moving blades, and is created to adapt to powerful currents. Kudos Tidal Energy Limited and Convert Team for your collaborative effort in developing the sustainable power device. best wishes for the success of this and future green projects. Coming up on Noteworthy News, dogs love happy music designed just for them. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. More good news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joyful news for a smiling world. In animal news, a USA company makes music for animals' ears. Laurel Canyon Animal Company, based in Los Angeles, California, was established by music producers Mr. Skip Haynes and Miss Dana Weldon. They have worked to develop songs mainly for dogs, but also for cats, birds and other species as well. Their CD, Songs to Make Dogs Happy, was made with the help of Dr. Tim Ogden, a top animal telepathic communicator who tried out music on 250 dogs to observe which type was the most well-liked. Mr. Haynes and Miss Walden also have a CD by Coco the Gorilla and one produced together with Carla the Parrot. What great news and fun melodies, Laurel Canyon Animal Company. Our heartfelt appreciation, Mr. Skip Haynes and Miss Dana Weldon, Dr. Kim Ogden, Coco and Carla, for helping to bring enchanting tunes to our loyal friends. May our animal companions have cozy homes surrounded by loving hearts and joyful music.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Report Card.
Seeing the report card of his son, which is full marks, the father was very, very happy. But after looking more carefully, he feels something's wrong. So he asked, Johnny, it seems to me that the last zero had been added afterwards. The son confessed, yeah, the middle zero has been added afterwards too.
And now for our viewer's hotline.
Greetings to you all. What do I have to do to be able to watch your TV channel on my TV? What service do I have to have? Satellite or cable, etc. Teach me what to do.
Hi, Ovatsuk. Depending on where you reside, Supreme Master Television can be viewed either via satellite or cable. A local cable company can easily help you access our channel, which is broadcast worldwide. We wish you many hours of viewing enjoyment. With our best wishes and regards.
Do you have a hotline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them to us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the music of heaven enrich you and your precious ones. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following Egyptian-sponsored negotiations between Israel and Palestine's Hamas in Gaza, Hamas spokesperson Osama al-Muzaini states significant progress is being made towards a truce agreement.
The Macau Consumer Council launches a student artwork competition, Say No to Junk Food, to encourage healthier eating.
Canadian Immigration Minister Jason Kenney announces plans for Canada to increase the number of Iraqi refugees welcomed to 3,900 people in 2009.
Chinese citizens living in Madagascar donate aid to assist the injured following a situation of unrest, with contributions also being made to a local hospital.
The American Association of Community Colleges in the U.S. caters to people over 50, helping them build new skills to support job and career changes.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai affirms that enhanced relations with neighboring Pakistan are contributing greatly to the stabilization of the nation's security.
Various Darfur groups resume peace talks with the Sudanese government at a gathering in the Arab Emirate of Qatar.
Lebanese President Michel Suleiman visits the United Arab Emirates for meetings with President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan to enhance the two nations' relations.
The Tibet Autonomous Regional Government has announced an allocation of $3 million annually to preserve traditional customs as well as promote modern cultural development.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememasterchibi.com.